Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
G'day, great to have your company here on Trade Afternoons. Sam Edmund, Adam Cooney with you up until 3 o'clock on this day one of the official Continental Tyres AFL trade period. And Adam Cooney, well, he hasn't just wasted the weekend socialising down there out of lockdown in Geelong. He's done some forensic work, some homework, and you've got a club in your crosshairs there, Adam.
Well, I think outside of Geelong, I'm most intrigued about how Richmond will bounce back next year. So we thought they'd go again for another flag tilt and become a real dynasty club. I said four's a new dynasty now because a few clubs have done the three-peat over the years. So you've got to take it to that next level.
It's not a dynasty.
If you want to be the absolute best. Okay. So that'll get a few Richmond supporters fired up. So they finished 12th, as I said. We expected them to surge at some stage. Injuries to key players, again, tested their depth. And when you lose a couple of players in the squad of 25 over the last two or so seasons, I think it started to really test that depth of Richmond, and they just couldn't go to the bottom of the well again. So that's just the impact of some of those players out of the 22 to 26. In previous seasons when they've had injuries to their key players, whoever came into the Richmond side just filled that role and just played it to perfection. Whereas I think the depth was tested this year with some of the younger players coming in and didn't have the impact that players have in the past. So and also you add to that the success fatigue from the Richmond Tigers. I think it all just got too much for them this year. I had the improvers as Shea Bolton before he got punchy.
Yep.
Would have won their best and fairest, I think, if it wasn't for that little layoff. So that was a costly punch, it's fair to say.
Right.
Riley Collier-Dawkins, some good footy in his first year.
Interestingly, by the way. Yep.
The move, what?
No, go on.
Okay. The move of Dan Rioli to halfback, I think, worked for them. Callum Coleman-Jones, Mansell, Dow and Jack Ross playing more footy. I think that was a huge tick. Some of it was through necessity, as I mentioned. Jack Graham had a terrific year, as did Liam Bacon? Grimes. Continued his run by winning the best and fairest. Terrific. And I thought huge ticks were Jaden Short and also Noah Bolter in defence. The question marks I had, and these are the guys who I think really need to improve next year if they are going to push for another premiership again, and understand that Soldo was injured. So I've got Marlon Pickett, Castagna, McIntosh and Broad in that bracket. And then injuries and form, Dustin Martin, Hooley is obviously retired. Trent Cotchin has got a few question marks. I think whether he stays in that midfield for the Tigers, and also Dion Prestia. And we talk about this squad depth being tested. So you lose Higgins, Butler, Rance over the last couple of years, and then Asprey retiring this year, lose Marbior Chol, Basha Hooley retiring, and Callum Coleman-Jones going to North Melbourne. That's going to significantly, again, test their depth. And we saw some footy played by those guys who I mentioned, Coleman-Jones, Mansell, Dow Ross. So how quickly can they improve? That's a huge question mark. Also, I think Dustin Martin, will he return to his best after that horror injury? He's lost a lot of weight since that, trying to get himself healthy again. So he basically needs to build himself back up to full strength over summer. I mentioned how much good footy has Trent Cotchin got left. I think the back line's pretty well suited to Noah Bolter, and obviously with David Asprey retiring, they need to fill that void. Vlosten is another one who needs to go to that next level if they are going to go again. So I think the two main areas that they need to improve next year are clearance work. So they finished 18 for average clearances this year. The Dogs finished number one in that department. And also contested possession, they finished 17th, and the Ds finished number one. So I think there's something in that. They certainly need to improve that area of the ground if they are going to be competitive next year. They were a really high inside 50 team in the past, and they didn't really rely on clearances or contested possession. But I think once that went out of their game this year, they really struggled to get those entries. They finished top eight in total average inside 50s. But I think that area of the ground, they need to bolster this trade period. If it is a player like Luke Dunstan that comes in and a bigger body to try and get that clearance work and contested possession rate up, I think that's their best chance of getting back to the promised land next year. But we mentioned their draft haul, 7-15, 26. The compo for Chol, 28, 40 and 44. They've got an enormous haul this year, a great hand. If they can get improvement out of those guys, Martin gets back to his best and they pick up a couple of kids, if they can somehow manage to find a way into the top four this year with this draft haul, they're looking at some strong, sustained success even for the next 5 or 6 years. But
yep.
It remains to be seen whether they can hold on and go again.
And do they exclusively target the draft, which we think they will, or will they get bold in the trade period? And they've got to pick a captain as well. Trent Cotchin's relinquished the captaincy. So
is it Boston? Is he the...
I think it's Boston or Grimes,
maybe.
Yeah. I reckon Dylan Grimes would make a good captain. There shouldn't be any shortage of contenders because got a bunch of good leaders down there and have been contending for a long time. He's a very good state of play by you.
You reckon they'll back up to the pointy end next year?
Yes.
Like really pointy?
Don't know. Think they'll
the
play
emergence,
finals?
The superpower emergence of Melbourne, I think, is going to be tough. Yeah. And also the footy that the Western Bulldogs play. It's the high velocity stuff, and to a lesser extent, Port Adelaide. Can they play that high velocity game and get really hard inside again?
A lot of injuries at Richmond this
year. They've had a lot of injuries in the past and been able to manage them over the years.
A lot of injuries, though. I mean, you want Kane Lambert to be playing more than 13 games. You want Vlosten to be playing more than 12 games. You want Presti to be playing more than 9 games. So they were crueled by injury this year, and maybe there was some fatigue and being on the road. So settled again. A longer break than they've had for a long, long time as well. That'll be well needed. A better run with injury, and I think you'll find that they'll push well and truly up into the finals next year. But that's just, we're all forecasting, getting our crystal ball out, aren't we?
I've got them in the top 8, but missing the top 4 at this stage, which is a really early prediction, given that we haven't got through the trade period or the draft.